The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place.
In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, once again, we're joined with Simone, who is a 9-year-old student in Manchester, Vermont. And as you all probably are familiar with, we speak with Simone once a year at Earth Day to get a young person's perspective on our planet, why our planet is important, and why Earth Day is important, especially from a young person's perspective. And Simone, how are you?
I'm well. I'm excited to talk about Earth.
Well, great. We're excited to have you back. It's amazing to think that it's been a year since we last did this. These years go by very, very quickly, which is kind of crazy. So let's start off at the top with kind of the bigger questions that we always ask. So why do you love Earth so much? Why is Earth so important to you?
I love the animals. It's beautiful. And I love when people take care of it.
Yeah, it's really important, right? Because Earth is our home.
Yes, right? It's good to take care of it.
Yeah, and did you know that Earth Day this year is celebrating its 50th anniversary? So they've been celebrating Earth Day for 50 years, which is great, except right now we're a little bit challenged with quarantining because of COVID-19, yes, as you know very well. And Earth Day is not stopping. It's not ending. They're doing a lot of online events, and much like yourself, you're doing a lot of stuff at school or Zoom. So tell us from your perspective how Earth Day can keep living on even though we can't get together with events and be together.
We can still like do a Zoom conference, and we can talk about, like, after the Zoom conference, go outside, pick up some trash, you see, but social distance, and we're probably going to make like craft for like the Earth and recycling and all that stuff.
Great. And that's the kind of stuff you have going on at your school.
Yeah. Right. And we're probably going to like do a call for Earth Day, and we're gonna do like an arts and craft and then go out probably to pick up some trash.
That's great. Well, one thing I've noticed about each year when we talk and just talking to lots of young people is that they really love Earth and they understand the importance of Earth Day. Do you think that's true about you and your friends? Like, everybody really loves Earth? And
I think so. I think they really appreciate Earth and how a lot of people, and they're taking care of it as much as they can, like us.
Yeah, I think so too, which is really exciting to see. Let's talk about plastic. There's always plastics in the ocean. We've heard a lot about that. And a lot of like food manufacturers, they sell their food wrapped in these plastic, and the plastic ends up in the trash and ends up in the ocean, and it's just a complete mess. So what can we do to use less plastic from your perspective?
We can use, you know, like those compostable, they're not plastic, but they're kind of like cardboard compostable containers. We can use more of those. And some companies are making compostable plastic. Like at my school, we have these yogurts, and what they're inside is that's compost or plastic. So you can just throw it all in.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah, we need to do more of that.
Yeah,
don't you think?
We need to buy more compostable plastic and stop using real plastic.
Yeah. And I think, too, just food in general, and we've done podcasts with other people about this, is that, you know, we need to move away from food that's processed into natural foods, kind of like what we get at the farmer's market, the fresh food, right? Yeah. What do you think about fresh food?
I think it's really nice, but like the stuff that isn't that fresh, I think we should stay away from.
Yeah, or find some way to use less chemicals in it and make it healthier.
Or if and also to reuse some of that food that, because we use a lot and then we're wasting a lot of it because we don't eat it and we just throw it away. So some types, like if you have like the bottom of, say, celery, you can plant that and it will make another one of celery. So you can keep on growing it.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So you don't have to really go buy it and waste that small part where you just keep on throwing it away.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And you can do it with like pineapple, onion, everything.
We all should be doing that right now, especially if you have a backyard or any space behind your house. And if you are quarantined, that's a great time to do it. And I don't know if you saw this, but because of the COVID-19 quarantining, there's not a lot of cars. There's not a lot of airplanes. You know, the whole planet is quiet right now, and they're seeing less air pollution. The water is becoming cleaner. They're seeing animals come into different cities in Europe, like in Spain. And that's kind of interesting. Earth is coming back in many ways, don't you think?
Because, like, we're not polluting it because we're not coming out and throwing trash everywhere. Or, like, we're not being mean to animals. We're not going out and, like, hunting them and stuff. We're staying inside, which makes animals feel like it's safe. And, like, they think it's safe also because there's no, like, dirt or, like, plastic and stuff everywhere because we're not doing that anymore unless we throw it away.
Yeah. So maybe, in many ways, once the quarantines are over and people start to go outside and
it's gonna get more polluted.
Travel more, we should try to find a way to keep it clean. It was like we hit the reset button on the planet, and it only took about a month to see these improvements, which is pretty amazing, which proves, I think, in many ways, that if you clean up and do things to change the pollution, it can make huge positive effects.
And we're, like, not using, like, we're not going with cars that much, which can pollute the air, too.
Yeah.
And we're not using that as much.
Yeah. So, Simone, we're almost at the end here. Tell me your three favorite things on Earth. It could be beaches, oceans, mountains, glaciers, anything.
I love...
And tell me why for each one.
I love the animals because they're beautiful creatures, all of them, and some of them are misunderstood, which is sad.
Yeah.
And, like, I also love how beautiful it is because, like, sometimes we're taking, like, now it's really beautiful because people aren't throwing trash everywhere, and, like, it's really beautiful. And then I love the oceans, how beautiful, like, they glisten, and it's just really nice, the oceans.
So. Yeah. I think oceans are pretty amazing. I think I don't think we really understand all the creatures that live in the ocean because it's vast, it's massive, and it's really deep. So there's a lot of undiscovered stuff there. Awesome. Simone, before we sign off today, is there anything that you'd like to add? Anything we may have missed?
I don't think so, but yeah. I just think we should take care of our Earth. Take like few minutes to go clean up. Like outside and stuff.
I agree. What a great way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard our annual Voices.Earth Earth Day podcast with Simone, who is now 9 years old. I think when we started this, she might have been 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
So it's been many years that we've been doing this. But Simone, it's always a pleasure having you and hope you stay safe. And I hope you get to enjoy Earth Day 2020, which is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.